Hi there, Kelly Kay.
Hello.
Man, we're already into the third month of the year, and a couple things to look forward to. One, daylight savings time starts up again on the 12th, so no more darkness. We're going to start, it's going to be a little bit later, lighter later, so, you know.
Yeah, but then we spring forward, so we lose an hour, and that's always tough. It feels better when you fall back and you gain an hour, but this one's tough. It's going to be good, but it'll take you about a week to get to the good part.
Okay.
I mean, you get it. The parents get it.
Also this month, the Oscars March Madness starts on the 14th. We got the Mandalorian back.
My goodness.
Ted Lasso back. We've got St. Patrick's Day. We've got season 4 of Succession, which I don't know if you've ever gotten into that show, but that is absolutely wild. Okay. So March, man, that's going to be a good month. I can feel it.
It's on.
Tomorrow starts Radiothon. My gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So, by the way, this time tomorrow, we are going to be launching into our 14th annual Radiothon for Norton Children's Hospital, presented by Bill Collins Ford. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot of stories. There's going to be a lot of emotion, roller coaster, even, some may say.
You know what? I'm a little worried about my mental state because I was reading an email from my daughter's teacher. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like talking about things coming up. And there was a sentence that says, okay, and then coming up in May, we'll have the celebration of the end of your child's elementary career. I couldn't get the rest of the sentence out without bursting into tears. So I'm already bubbling. I'm bubbling on the surface.
All right.
So I'm volatile. I'm just going to tell you I'm volatile going into it.
All right. So we may hear some Kelly Kay tears just because she's
blubbering.
In an emotional state.
I'm already there.
Is it also coupled with, and I don't want to get too personal, that certain special time in the month?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. I didn't know if you know, there were extra hormones happening because of that.
No stress, lack of sleep, and the fact that my baby's not going to be in elementary school anymore.
Yeah, well.
That's a big deal. I mean, you've already gone through that. It's a big deal, though. It's a big deal.
I hear you.
I'm not prepared.
All right. So today on the show, we got a lot of fun stuff. We've got Phone Tap coming up this hour. We got Set of the Bar on the way and a feel-good story coming up next. Kelly Kay.
Okay. So John Gilbert owns Honest John's Auto in Portland. Mm-hmm. Spent 6 hours overnight rescuing people stuck on an icy ramp.
Enjoy helping people, and you know, every time there's a big snowstorm and ice storm.
On this night, John's friend Alec was in this mess.
I had been sitting for about 7 hours.
He called John, who loaded up his Nissan Pathfinder.
Honestly, just some tow straps and shackles. You know, there was a car trying to get up a hill, and the first thing we did was ask them if they wanted help, and eventually we ended up pulling them out, and after that, he just kind of decided that's what we're going to do for the night. Everyone was so thankful. You know, people got kids at home and everything.
Yeah. Wow. So when John showed up, he brought food to share. So John and Alec worked from midnight to 6 a.m., freeing some 20 stranded drivers from a decimated ramp.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Just unbelievable. And again, it's not his first rodeo. He just does that in the middle of storms. He just goes out and tries to help. So you
what
can see
guy.
His story. He is. He's just a great guy at WDJX.com.
A little bit of sports. Real quick, you know, the whole Tom Brady retiring thing, there was some rumors that he was going to launch a stand-up career. Obviously, that was not true.
Who started that rumor?
Right.
Was he telling jokes on a stage somewhere?
Now TMZ is saying Tom is in talks with Netflix to be the subject of a roast, tentatively titled The Greatest Roast of All Time.
I can see that.
And then he's going to launch into his 10-year, $375 million broadcasting deal with Fox Sports. So,
I think he's got till the fall before that happens. He's got some time.
Yeah, he's got some time, and that's good. But in other sports news, in what was the last final home game of the season for the University of Louisville Cardinals, here's audio of the Frisbee dog at halftime pooping on the court. Squats. So there you go. now. Kind of a fitting, like, tip of the hat.
It's a little statement.
To the season, right?
A little statement to the season. Oh, wow.
Everybody, and then the owner just kind of picks him up, runs him off the court, and it leaves the evidence behind. So,
oh,
you know, hey.
And then you got to, who's the crew that's got to pick that up?
Oh, you know, I'm sure the guy came back out with a napkin or a paper towel or something to grab it there. So.
OMG. Wow.
There you go. A little sports. By the way, we've tweeted that out if you want to see the video.
I mean, he was probably like not used to being in front of a crowd like that. But I got a little nervous.
Well, but
got some nervous poops.
There's one thing that I've learned being a dog owner is that when dogs got to go,
they got to go.
They just go.
Yeah.
They just go. So
there's no holding it saying, hey, right. Daddy, can we hurry this up? I got to go.
Yeah, no, they just pop a squat and do
yep.
it. So you can see the Frisbee dog there at halftime at the final home game of the Cardinal season popping a squat there.
Pretty great.
Near the foul line on 99.70 Jax at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see that on Twitter.
Solid relationship.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Andre sent us a message, bold move. I work at a high-end furniture store, and my coworkers and I want to prank our boss, Ashton.
Aw.
He's a really great guy, but I think you could have some fun with him with one of your phone taps.
Okay, so Robert Hassenpepper works on a farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's just trying to get a hold of one of them fancy sofas, but doesn't quite have enough money. Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning. Furniture and decor. This is Ashton.
Hi there, Ashton. I was just perusing your website for a sofa.
Sure.
Or a couch. What do you call it?
Either's fine.
What about a Davenport? Do people still call it Davenports?
Not as much, but that's fine. Davenport's
fine.
Yeah,
my mom called it a Davenport, or a Dav for short.
Okay. So how can I help you today?
Right. So I saw one that I like on your website. It's right there on the front page. Teal-colored jobby with a recliner built in.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that one. It's on sale this week.
Perfect. Now, does this baby have the cup holders in it?
Let me look here. No cup holders.
Oh, all right. Well, I saw that some have cup holders. No fridge, I suppose, either, huh?
Oh, wow.
No, sorry.
All right, that's fine. It's on sale for $9.79, right?
That's right, plus tax and delivery.
Oh, I don't need delivery. I got a couple trucks here at the farm.
Sure, okay. Well, you're welcome to come pick it up on your own, in your own truck from the farm.
Right, so here's the other thing I was thinking. You see, I'm a little short on cash, but I'm wondering if I could work out kind of a barter with you on this sofa. Davenport couch thing.
You want a barter for it?
Yeah, so here's the thing. You got something I want, and I've got something you want. Maybe we can work out a deal.
You have something I want, and what would that be?
Eggs. I got eggs.
I'm sorry, you have eggs? Oh, I'm sorry. I see. You're on a farm. You have eggs.
That's right. You probably know that egg prices have been fairly high. Some stores even ran out of them, but you know what I have plenty of?
Let me guess. Eggs?
You got it, buddy. Eggs and chickens.
Well, I suppose those go together.
That's right, they do. Now, I can get you the chickens either live or butchered, whatever you like.
No. That's really all right.
Now, you said the sofa is $9.79, so I think I could come up with enough eggs and chickens to cover the cost of the sofa.
Sir, please, I need to stop you right there. We don't work on a barter system, okay? We have no need for your eggs. Or your chickens.
Well, and do you think you want meat chickens or egg chickens or some
Sir,
of both?
I'm trying to be patient. I really am. But I'm going to have to hang up and deal with some other customers. I'd like to help you, but I want to be very clear. This store only deals in money. It can be cash or check or credit card, but it can't be food.
Wow. You really drive a hard bargain. Andre said I might have to offer you more than eggs just to get you to say yes.
You know Andre?
That's right, Ashton. Andre and some of your other employees there called us at the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here on 99.70 JX and told us to prank you on the radio with a little phone tap.
You gotta be kidding me. This was Andre's idea?
Sure was.
Andre, get out here. You
Hey, listen, don't be mad at him. Don't be mad at him. It's all good.
No, I'm not mad. I don't get mad. I get even. I'm a get you back.
I don't get mad. I get even. But seriously, how many chickens would it take for me to get a couch? How many? How many?
Do you hear them all? They're running around the barnyard right now.
Right? Rustle up a couple of them. Toss them in the back seat of my truck.
Listen, he doesn't know what kind of a deal he's turning down. Eggs are pricey.
There you go. That is your phone tap this morning on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Look, there are a few times when it doesn't make sense to go to a car wash. You know, like if it's raining outside or, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest reason.
Yeah, or when you're late for work. That wouldn't make sense, right?
Not a good time.
Or, I don't know, when maybe you're the driver of a getaway car.
Oh, yeah. It probably not a priority to make sure it's shiny and clean.
It's a setting the bar story coming up here in just about 10 minutes. So, Kelly, if you were to describe what a setting the bar is to someone who's never heard the show before, what would you say?
I would tell you it is a example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there are some times when it doesn't make sense to go to a car wash. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without going through that car wash when you are trying to get away from the scene of a crime, you're doing okay.
Probably not important to have a shiny whip at that moment.
Okay, so this is, I feel like, some miscommunication. Between the perp who's doing the theft of a bunch of $500 worth of merchandise from a grocery store and the getaway car driver.
Oh, boy.
Because when the perp comes out with the grocery cart full of stuff, you know, he didn't pay for it. He just walked right out, you know, and he's headed right over to where the getaway car is supposed to be. It's not there. He looks over next door to the supermarket. There's Bob waiting to get a car wash. So he wheels his little shopping cart full of stolen goods over to the car wash where...
Are you almost done?
Yeah, it's like, hey, load this in. Well, Bob, made up name, Bob is sitting there waiting in line, trapped between a couple guys.
Like, I really can't.
I can't go any faster. I mean, the car wash, you can see there's someone in the car wash. So they load the car up. Well, in the meantime, you can expect that the people at the grocery store decided, well, you know what? They didn't pay for that. We're just going to go ahead and call the police.
Okay.
The police got the guys while they were still at the car wash.
Oh, wow.
Unclear. And this is the part that really gets me. It is unclear as to whether or not that car ever got washed.
Oh, dang.
I hope that they at least emerged with a clean car.
Yeah. I know. Oh, man.
I mean,
that's tragic.
Really, at the root of this, it's a miscommunication.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, there's a theft and shoplifting involved, too.
Yeah, don't do that.
There's a miscommunication between the guy who goes in and says, okay, I'm going to go in, and when I come out, I'm going to be coming out hot, so you stick right here. And
right, because I forgot my wallet, not going to pay for this stuff. Well,
yeah.
You know what? We'll be good for it later. Maybe I'll come back later.
And
circle back.
The guy that's in the car, you know, sitting there twiddling his thumbs going, man, he is taking forever in there. All right, I'm just going to run across next door real quick and shine up this nice ride, and then I'll be back, and he'll be impressed that,
right,
you know, I got a car wash in the...
Yeah, it's probably going to take him a little bit to get around, right? I got time.
So, few times when it doesn't make sense to go through a car wash, raining, late for work, or when you're the driver of a getaway car. So there you go. That is your setting. The bar story.
Good notes.
On 99.7 DJX. Could you imagine gathering up some of your best friends and people that you've trusted for so long and then find out maybe they're not who they think you think they are? It's 99.7 DJX, and that's kind of what April is going through right now, and this is why we're going to be talking to her coming up here in just a sec on 99.7 DJX, because she's getting married this weekend.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And then, you know, you have an issue come up that is so jarring, it could affect whether she gets married or not.
Yeah, I mean, like, wow.
And I'll be honest, I was in this situation. It wasn't with, well, it kind of was. So I was sat down with the girlfriend of one of my boyfriend's friends, and she finally admitted that after 4 years, my boyfriend had never been faithful. And they all knew about it the entire time. But their loyalty was to him because they knew him first.
Man, that is tough.
So yeah. I found out, yeah, that I had been living a lie with all the people around me for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, at least you weren't set to get married in three days.
Nope. And that was just, you know, thank goodness she kind of just, you know, set me free finally.
Yeah.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so this is a big one. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, this is April. I have an issue. I'm hoping you can help. Getting married this weekend. I've been blessed that my wedding planning has been completely smooth. No problems, no drama. Well, I should have known it was too good to be true. Because I got a call from one of my bridesmaids last night. She told me to check a text thread that my bridesmaids had with each other talking about my wedding. They had set it up to talk about their outfits, their shoes, hair, some of the things they would be bringing for the reception.
Sure.
But what stood out was a comment made by my maid of honor who said, quote, that if she needed any help with her hair, she could just go to my gay fiance. Another bridesmaid then responded, shh, don't tell her he's gay. She doesn't know yet.
Oh, gosh.
A third bridesmaid then responded with the dead emoji and a few rainbows.
Wow.
The bridesmaid who sent me the text thread is a friend of mine from college. The other girls are friends I've had from high school and before. The maid of honor was a childhood friend, and her mom and my mom are best friends. So to say that I'm crushed is an understatement. I just don't know what to do. Do I ignore this entirely? Have a conversation with them now? Deal with it after the wedding? Or get rid of three of my four bridesmaids right before my wedding?
Wow.
My fiance has four groomsmen. My initial reaction is to kick all three girls out of the wedding and even uninvite them. Am I just being emotional, or is that kind of the right move? Thanks for your help, guys.
Maybe it's me, but I would not rock the boat this close to your wedding.
But do you mention that? I feel like you mentioned that, well, right? I feel like you have a conversation, because how can you stand up there at the altar knowing that? I couldn't.
Do you do it before the wedding, though?
I don't see how you don't, honestly.
Oh,
I don't see how you don't.
I guess I'm thinking, okay, well, yes, file that away and say something after the wedding. You know, you can put on a front, you can put on a nice face, you can go on your honeymoon if that's what you're doing, and then come back and be like, hey, so I learned something, and maybe you can shed some light on this or help me understand what you guys were meaning by this, blah, blah, blah.
We're really like team say something before the wedding or team say something after the wedding.
Yeah, I think we're both saying we gotta confront them. Yeah.
Yes, but you say after the wedding, I'm saying before.
Well, if you do it before, then there's a chance
you could bust up the wedding party.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say there's that
chance. Realize that, but okay. I think already I don't know if I could look at them standing up there with me knowing what I saw on that text thread. That would eat me alive.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a that's when you think you know your friends, and then
yes. It's so backstabby.
Yeah, it is very much so. All right, so if you've got an opinion on this, we'd love to hear it. Or I would say, well, maybe you do have experience with this, where before your wedding, you find something out about your bridesmaids and how you addressed it, because maybe that can help April out here, because legit, she is a few days away from this, and it... I mean, it's a freight train coming, and
I mean, it's go time. She's got to do it now if she's going to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's just got to try to put it out of her mind. I don't know how you do that.
All right. Text or call 502-795-1997. Group therapy. April, getting married this weekend. Just found out her maid of honor said in a text thread that if she needed any help with her hair, that she could just go to her gay fiance. Then it kind of escalated beyond that. And so now it's like, hey, she's torn with, what do I do days before the wedding with this information? Coupled with the fact that now my bridesmaids are kind of saying stuff behind my back.
Yeah, this is just really kind of crazy. Cindy from Simpsonville says, were they being serious? Are they saying he really is gay, or were they just being rude? If they really mean it, that's a conversation that she needs to have with him before the wedding. If they were just being rude or sarcastic, I'd definitely call him out or talk with them before the wedding, too. Either way, address it before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you can go through and just stand up there with them after seeing such rudeness and, you know, without addressing it.
Man, that's right before the wedding. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. Sir, what do you think?
This one's tough, but I'm gonna go with Kelly on this one. It would be hard to stand up there and look them in the face knowing that this was said. She's got to say something to the person who started the initial comment. My other question is, are they referring to her husband being gay? Is that correct?
Yes. They're basically okay. Saying that she doesn't know her fiancé is gay.
Okay, well, I would want to know if my fiancé is gay. So it might be a conversation that she has with him as well.
Okay.
But yeah, she's got to address it. And if she ends up with four groomsmen and one bridesmaid and her, be done with it. Because no, she's going to have the wedding, the reception, go on her honeymoon. That's going to be on her mind 24/7.
Exactly.
Because it's eating at her so much, she called the station, right? Or she put it out there.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah. Right.
It's bugging her. There's got to be a resolution to it now. Yeah, that would suck 3 days before the wedding, but man, I couldn't stand up there knowing what she knows. Absolutely not. She's got to have a conversation with the person who initiated that comment. And hey, what's going on?
All right.
Well, she's got to find out why they think that. She needs to find out why they think
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right. if he happens to be gay, nothing wrong with that, obviously. But
no, but so she needs to know
imagine,
before
right?
The wedding. Yes, absolutely. She needs to know that.
Go. So yeah, she's got to have a conversation with him. Which is why I was clarifying that in the beginning.
All right.
Yeah, she's got to get this on the table today, right now.
Okay. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, man.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah, okay. I guess everybody's like, Ben, you're giving bad advice here.
Yes, you can't just okay, well, I'm just going to tuck that away for later.
I don't know. Like, I guess in my mind, I was thinking that she knows her fiance well enough that she can think that, all right, no, this isn't really the case. He's not
unless
really
he's
gay.
Showing
unless,
her a
know.
Different version of himself.
You're right. You're right. And you know, maybe.
And the bridesmaids have seen another side.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's why she needs to find out why they think that, why they said that. Shelley agrees. She's like, let's forget about the bridesmaids. Let's address why or how they think or know he's gay. She needs to find that out before she marries him. Because there are so many people, I think, that have gone through with weddings trying to deny if that's who they are. You got to figure that out now.
Yeah, okay. I guess you guys kind of swayed me in my thought, too. And
well, and Nikki was like, listen, you don't want those people in the wedding pictures forever, knowing that, you know, they were kind of being backstabby. And also, what kind of friends are they if they have information that where, you know, that's really the case where he really is? Then they should have been talking to her like, hey, you probably don't want to marry him because he doesn't truly, to your core, love you the way that a husband should love his wife. Why are they not coming to her and telling her that? If that's
I mean, there is the case, there is a thought that, okay, maybe they're just joking around and that's just a weird joke. But yeah.
She needs to confront the bridesmaids. Why are you saying that?
Yeah. And then, you know, maybe have a conversation with her fiance and say, hey,
exactly.
Why are they saying this?
Exactly.
Well, wow. Gosh, drama. Days
that's
before
a lot of
wedding.
Drama. I know. That is not something any bride wants to go through, for sure. I'm
well,
so sorry, April.
April, can we follow up with you next week?
If you're not on your honeymoon?
I mean, the wedding is this weekend, you say. So can we follow up with you like on Monday or something like that?
Obviously, we're all invested. We need to kind of know what happens.
Yeah, let's try to do that. All right. No matter what. Okay.
Mister, you know what? Just go through the way with the wedding and just, you know, find out later.
All right. Fine. You know, in the moment, I was just. You got me at a weak point. It's fine. I understand maybe I didn't give the greatest advice 15 minutes ago, but
Mr.
now I'm
always
right.
Wanting the drama. I was like, yeah, no, don't say anything.
Well, wouldn't that be drama too? All right. Anyways, that is group therapy. We'll follow up with you, April, on Monday. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hi to Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hi there. Christy is late
she
for...
She sounds a little unsure.
Well,
she's
late for a doctor's appointment, so...
Oh, gosh.
Christy's... she's putting us and winning in front of her health, so that's...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I hope it all works out okay.
I know. Christy's calling it from Jeffersonville, has brown hair, drives an Altima, is engaged. You don't have a date yet? Is there a reason?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. You'll get to it.
You'll get to it. That's
when the time is right.
Christy, Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
So you'll hear three stories. You have to figure out, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Pretty simple.
All right. All right, here we go. First one.
I dropped a deuce on a car hood.
Okay.
Did
all
you
right.
hear that, Christy?
I'm not sure I heard what I think I heard.
Yeah, you heard it. You
yeah,
heard it.
Dropped the deuce on a car hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Kelly, what do you think?
I'll agree.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yep, drunk adult is it. You got it.
It was an old roommate of mine. I was moving, didn't like him. He punched my dog. So he got the deuce.
He got the deuce.
Oh, wow.
He got the deuce.
Punched his dog? Yeah, he was a
oh,
nice
boy.
Person.
All right, you're one for one. Christy, here we go, moving right along. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I came home one morning sick as a dog after being out all night, told my mom that I had a fight with Jose, and that we were no longer friends.
Oh, no. No longer friends with Jose after a big fight.
I mean, that sounds like it's an obvious answer.
I was
right?
a little kid.
All right, Christy, same little kid.
See, I feel like that is the obvious answer, so it makes me want to say drunk adult.
Okay, Kelly's saying drunk adult. Christy, you're saying little kid.
I was little kid.
Little kid is
okay,
right.
Okay, Christy.
Yes, Christy, two for two.
My best friend was Jose, and I was spending the night at his house. My mom never let me drink soda, but Jose's mom had
tons of soda, that's why.
And after like half a piece and 10 cans of Pepsi, I projectile vomited all over Jose's Xbox, ruining the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay, that's tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If I were Jose, I'd be mad, too.
Yeah, Christy, you are two for two. Let's see if we can get the full sweep here. Little kid, drunk adult, last one.
I got into the coffee beans thinking that they were jelly beans, and I threw up everywhere.
Oh, how many do you take, though, before you make the connection not jelly beans?
Maybe a handful. Who knows?
Oh.
This is a tough one. Like, you would think maybe drunk adult, but I think I'm going to go little kid.
All right, you're going little kid, Kelly.
All right, I'll go with you on little kid. She's been right so far.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no.
Dang. All right.
I just grabbed a whole handful and just started munching on them, and... I don't know if y'all have ever decided to eat coffee beans or coffee grounds. They will make you throw up everywhere.
Oh. I liked his little chuckle there at the end. Popping a coffee bean is not too bad, but I would imagine a whole handful of them would taste a little suspect. But
no,
hey, Christy,
I don't drink coffee. I can't do that.
Congratulations, you're a winner.
She might be signing in at the office. Okay.
Christy is trying to
be... Are you standing at the window at the doctor's office right now?
I'm in the waiting room.
Okay. Are there other people in the waiting room?
There are.
Okay.
Well, that is commitment. I don't know if we've ever had a contest play out while the contestant is in the waiting room of a doctor's
all
office.
All right. Well, Christy...
We'll try to keep it down.
I guess... The only thing that would have made this better is if you actually had been invited back and you are now getting checked out.
Because, and we could have like put your doctor on
right.
and had them help out.
Right, have them help out, right. All right, hey, Christy, congratulations. Hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more quick information from
make
you.
Make it quick.
Yeah, make it quick. All right, congrats, Christy.
All right, thank you.
All right.
That's hilarious. The commitment is solid.
I know. She's like, okay.
Like not letting a thing like a doctor's appointment get in the way of me winning these tickets.
All right, there you go, little kid, drunk adult. If you want to be the star, we need your submissions, okay?
Yes, so voice note it. Like, give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Picture this. Your legs up in stirrups. Got a gown on. It's 99.7 DJX.
That's a graphic way to start.
And the doctor's like, hey, what are you doing after this?
Ew! No! Has it ever happened to anybody?
Inappropriate places to flirt. There was actually a list that was kind of put out, like a hospital waiting room, just because, you know, it's
Usually not there for a good reason.
Right. I was going to say anxiety. A lot of anxiety happening there. Job interview. Right. The underwear section of a department store.
That's the worst. No, no, no.
In line for the bathroom.
Yeah, also a little weird.
Parent-teacher conference.
What? You're there to talk about your child.
On a date with someone else.
Come on now. Come on now.
So we want to know where has been the most inappropriate place you have been hit on, all right?
Flirted with, all the things.
Sure. Jackie texts in and says, funeral.
Oh, gosh, really?
Went to pay respects to a customer from my work. His son had passed away, standing there talking, and says, would you like to have dinner sometime? No, sorry, your son passed, but just no. I politely said no and said thank you, but I'm seeing someone and it wouldn't go over well with him.
Oh, my gosh. He's mourning his son and asked someone on a date at his son's funeral?
That is not an uncommon thing.
Wow.
Got another message. My friend's dying mother tried to set up her husband with her hospice nurse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's coming from a space of love. She didn't want him to be alone.
I guess.
It's really sweet. It would be wrong if he was the one hitting on the nurse.
The wife was trying
to orchestrate something so he'd be taken care of.
I was going
to
say, that is kind of sweet in a sad sort of way.
It is really sweet.
Another funeral one. My mother-in-law got hit on at her husband's funeral by his brother.
Oh,
it was gross.
Wow. Wow. I'm shocked.
Hang on. Angie said, I was a bridesmaid and the groomsman asked me out walking down the aisle. But look, listen, at weddings.
That's kind of bold and I kind of like it.
I was going to say, at weddings, that is kind of a known place especially if you're in the wedding party.
Yes.
That is a sort of like, and especially if you're paired up with someone who is the friend of like your friend's. You know,
I'm not mad about it, but she said he was a creep. Yeah. So I guess, okay.
not mad about it for sure. hey, Christy.
So I am a pediatric speech therapist, and I was seeing a little boy for therapy, and his dad was waiting out in the lobby, and there was another dad out there with his son. So we come out, and I'm telling the dad, you know, what we did during therapy, and we had been playing like veterinarian with the stuffed animals and working on body parts and that type of thing. And other dad that was waiting said, I would love to play doctor with you.
Oh, my God.
Like in front of the kids. The dad and I were just blown away. We just stared at each other like, I can't believe he just said that.
You're like, first of all, thank you. Second of all, not the place.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, bold move.
Yep, bold move.
In front of the kids.
Yep, yep.
Oh, gosh.
100%. So, I don't know if you have any more you want to contribute, but 502-795-1997. Most inappropriate places you've been hit on, just, you know, for fun. Someone commented, hospital, while heavily pregnant.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God, seriously?
Some guy would just not take blank off for an answer. It was weird.
That is strange. I mean, bold for you to assume right. Someone visibly pregnant isn't already tied up. I mean, it's not always the case, but it's bold to assume.
Pregnant.
Okay.
Another person said church. All right. Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, there could be something about that because you have a shared interest.
Susie said, while I was driving a bus and said, I don't go to your office and stand right next to you and comment on you. So why are you doing it to me? All right. I like that. Pamela said, family reunion.
Oh, there come on now. There it is. We're waiting. We're waiting for it.
There it is. We're waiting.
There it is. Oh, gosh. Tracy messaged, said, hit on while throwing up.
Oh,
gosh. That is the absolute last time that you ever want anyone to notice you is when. Oh, that is the worst.
Lauren said, my son's pediatrician on Valentine's Day. Hey there.
Oh, wow. All the stars align.
Right, exactly. It's not a mistake that you and I here on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Oh, what you fun. Doing tonight?
Yeah, I know.
Is daddy in the picture?
Look, finding love is a difficult thing. You know, I think that's evidenced every single week on this show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you might have an encounter, but circumstances aren't really conducive to exchanging information, name, phone number, stuff like that. So what do you do? How do you reconnect?
You go to Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Ladies first.
Okay.
I seen you eating cat food. Woman for man. Already. It's painting a picture, is it not?
Yes, it is.
All right, here we go. I seen you the other day waiting for the bus eating cat food out of a can.
Okay.
You was using a fork like a real gentleman.
Okay.
Grammar's not strong with this one.
No.
Looks like you's got some manners.
Mm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said to you, hey, that looks like cat food.
Captain Obvious here.
You just put your fork down, folded the napkin that was acting as a bib, looked up at me, and smiled.
Yeah. What a gentleman.
Normally a grown man who's eating cat food directly out of the can would be a turnoff.
It's happened before.
But there was something about the way you looked at me with your piercing brown eyes and your unshaven face that lit my loins on fire.
Gosh.
I seen through those eyes into the soul of a guy who's seen some stuff.
Mm.
And doesn't cater to societal norms.
No.
Plus, I assume you like cats.
Sure.
Well, I do too.
Oh.
I've got 8 of them.
Hmm.
Tater Tot, Patches, Hammy, Tim, Omelet, Pork Chop, Gray, and Berry.
Just rattled them off.
It's quite a menagerie of cats.
Uh-huh.
When the bus came, I got on, then realized as it was driving away, you were still on the bench.
Oh, no.
You put your bib back on, and we're cracking into your second can of cat food. Delicious.
Wow.
If you see this, I'd like to invite you over to my place.
Mm.
I've got plenty of cat food, and maybe you can hear me purr. Wink, wink.
Wow. Okay.
Me wow.
Me wow indeed. Okay. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's titled, I'm looking for the girl that hearts toast.
Oh, I think we all heart toast, don't we all?
Man for woman.
Okay.
You were at the dinner. It's diner, right?
Diner.
You
yes.
were at the diner on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
You were sitting at a booth eating breakfast by yourself, and I could tell you love toast.
Oh, boy.
You must have had 4 plates of toast spread around your plate of scrambled eggs.
Well, that's a lot of toast. Wait a second. Why are you not hitting the button?
Good news.
Yes.
I like toast, too.
That's great.
I'm looking for that special someone who will share my passion for toast.
Yeah.
All kinds of toast.
Yeah, toast!
White toast, whole wheat toast, rye toast, toasted bagels, and when I'm feeling wild and crazy, a Pop-Tart.
Not toast, but okay. You can toast it.
Yes.
I like it.
To me, toast is the ultimate turn-on.
Yeah, toast!
There is nothing like a lady who smells like toast. I picture you and me sitting on a couch in front of my 60 toasters.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We have 60 toasters?
Getting all nice and toasty.
Wow.
Sipping brandy from glasses with croutons floating in them.
We have croutons and brandy?
Toast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, toast!
Talking endlessly about the splendors of toast. Perhaps one day you'll ask me to spread butter and jam on your body.
Oh, my.
Or cream cheese. I'm not particular.
Hey, yo.
Hey. Will you be there next week?
Probably not.
At the dinner?
at the diner.
Are you single?
That we're asking that now?
You know why the toast broke up with the jelly, don't you?
Why did the toast break up with the jelly?
Because it found someone butter.
He's ending with a dad joke. That brings it back around for me. I like it. I'm on board.
That butter is me.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
and seriously, he must have some counter space if he's got 60 toasties.
So, whether or not you are looking for the dude with the piercing brown eyes eating cat food like a gentleman.
Could you imagine kissing a guy after he ate cat food? No, thank you, sir. Wow.
Or you're looking for that special girl who can share in her love of... Yes, indeed.
Yes!
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connections.
Yep. It's a glorious thing. I love it when these new advances in technology happen and they kind of become mainstream and then people kind of forget what it was like before these things happened, right?
Uh-huh.
For example, when the AirPods came out, right? And people were all about like the wireless earbuds in your ears, you know, for listening and stuff like that. And then pretty soon someone was like, man, if there were only a way that we could like attach them so they wouldn't get lost. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, that's what they used to be, headphones with cords.
Exactly. Right? And now you miss it.
That was a thing. So I say that because, bless her heart, I don't know if honestly, this is a joke for clout on TikTok. Could be. But this 20-something nanny, she's having trouble keeping track of the three kids she watches.
Oh, wow.
So she's got a great idea, all right? Listen to her idea.
The 9-year-old has an iPad, so I tried to call her on it. She didn't have it with her. So the 12-year-old just got his own phone, so I called him. And I was like, go tell your sister. And, of course, he was annoyed. They need to come up with like a phone that's for the whole family that stays in the house. Mm-hmm. So if you need any person in the house, you can call that phone. Like it's not one person's number. It's just the whole family. Mm-hmm. For this phone, let's attach it to a cord, maybe like stick it on the wall so that if there's an emergency, we can always find it. It can't leave the house. If you're like a developer of stuff, reach out because we think it's an awesome idea and maybe a moneymaker.
Again, moneymaker.
You hear that and you got to think, come on now. She knows.
No,
she knows.
The way she is on the cutting edge of a hot new idea. A hot new idea.
And then we can make the cord like twisty and curly.
We could.
And then
it could be really long so you could like go lots of places into different the living room. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
One,
had that growing up.
One number. Then you'd have to risk talking to a parent when you called or, you know, someone else other than the person that you were trying to get a hold of. Oh,
you
man,
know what
I
would be
know.
Even more fun is if instead of like buttons or anything like that or like a touch screen, you could put like a little dial with little holes and you stick your finger in
get
there and you just
here.
Go all the way around and it makes this really fun sound.
That would be fun. That'd be you'd be getting exercise too.
It's almost like a little Ferris wheel for your finger.
So like I said, not sure if she was in on it and that was just for clout, but my goodness, I think this idea's got legs.
She sounded very sincere and excited. Like, this is going to be my legacy.
If you're a developer of something, this is a moneymaker for you right here.
Reach out.
I tweeted it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay, so get to the website and see this video of April Wise. She is a bus driver they're calling a hero after security footage from the bus showed her pulling a student to safety from an oncoming car outside Dayton, Ohio. Didn't stop. She's been a school bus driver for about a year. This is the scariest thing she's seen.
Wise leaping into action, yanking the student to safety by his book bag.
Oh my goodness, if I would have been a second late or something or not seen it, he would have got hit. He's one of my quickest students and try to hurry up and get off the bus. It was just mother instincts kicked in. It was like, I gotta make sure the child is okay.
Yeah, and apparently they say this happens way more than you think. People ignoring the red lights, the little stop sign that flips out on the school bus. You're supposed to stop on both sides of the road. So just keep be aware of that, because there are kids exiting, and man, that video just shows that could have been awful. You can see it at WDJX.com.
Quick thinking. Good deal. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's time for a setting the bar story, which Kelly is...
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Look, being hangry, a real thing, right? But
yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run down your boyfriend over a French fry, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, a French fry? Like yep. Singular?
Yeah, well, they do it a little differently in Australia. By the way, they call them chips over there as
Crikey.
Here is Matthew, the boyfriend, kind of explaining his side of the story.
I asked for a chip out of a half chicken and chips salad pack she had. I thought she was finished. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked for the chip. Yeah, she came straight at me. I just jumped straight over into her. It wasn't much of a jump, but yeah, straight over into a bit of a lane there, and she just impaled the Subaru.
What?
Now,
like, I shouldn't have asked for the chip?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, yeah, I probably shouldn't have asked her.
It's fine. People do that all the time. What is wrong with her? She doesn't want to share with her boyfriend?
Listen, Charlotte says she's the accused. It was an accident. So maybe she hit the gas. Maybe she didn't try to run her boyfriend down.
Well, enough people thought so that he was interviewed by the news.
Right. So... again, thankfully, no one was hurt. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run down your boyfriend because he asked you for one of your fries, you're doing okay.
Let's share with our significant other.
Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Lots of stuff to catch up on the podcast today. WDJX.com, click listen. Everything from the missed connections to the inappropriate places you've been hit on.
that's a long list.
I know. We've had some great responses from our audience listeners. You just have some great stories. I mean, you at the gyno.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Not my current doctors. Long time ago, but super awkward timing. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
They were not hitting on me. They were asking for concert tickets, but it's kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing.
Like, I'm not keeping any in there, if you're asking.
Yeah, and we are going to have to follow up on April with group therapy. Now,
yes, it's up on Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
You can dive in. And it was kind of like, are you a hashtag team say something before the wedding, or are you a hashtag say something after the wedding? Either way, we got to say something.
Well, I was originally team say something after the wedding, but then
you were the
I
only one on that team.
I think I was swayed. there were reasonable arguments to say, no, this is why we need to address this now. And I said, you know what? I understand that I was wrong. And
no bride could walk down the aisle with that knowledge, looking at her bridal party and or her fiance, and not have these questions in her mind now answered.
Right. So we are going to follow up with her on Monday, okay?
I mean, we said that. But has she confirmed she will get back with us?
Kelly, we're going to follow up with her Monday.
Okay. Okay? So that means we're going to keep stalking her till she talks to us.
That's right. So we're going to follow up with her Monday on 99.7 DJX. So we'll see how that all works out. Okay. Tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be switching gears to the Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon. So that's going to be kind of exciting, hitting you over the face with a whole lot of Ben and Kelly. And
this is where you get to be a part of doing something pretty
really
amazing
mm-hmm.
in the community. And that's, you know, a lot of times we use this platform to try to entertain you, but we also realize that there's a big responsibility that comes with it. We have a lot of reach, and we're trying to do some good and raise money to keep Norton Children's operating like it should, with all the best of the best, in case your child or someone you know ever needs their services. So hopefully you'll jump on board the mission with us. We're going to be on TV today talking about it.
over at Wave 3 around noonish.
Yeah.
You tune in.
Yeah, Wave 3 listens. So, yeah.
Get a screenshot of me making a really weird face. Mid-sentence.
It always happens. It always happens. Never fails.
I'm the queen of it.
Never fails. All right. So, cool. So, catch us on Wave a little bit later on this afternoon. And then tomorrow as we kick off the 24-hour marathon. Radiothon for Children's Hospital, Norton Children's Hospital. All right, Kelly, anything else?
I will say this as one teaser. I did get a message yesterday from, this is a story that we have shared time and time again, many moons ago. And it's the best. It gave me chills in the best way.
Oh.
How this mom is still a part of our Radiothon, even though her child is not. And it's the best. It's just the best thing ever. So I love the fact that we get to follow up these families year after year as we first share their story. They're always in the family. And so that's kind of a part of it, too. You'll meet new families and you'll get updates on the ones you've met before.
There it is. All right, guys, have a great, great day. Enjoy the nice, warm weather, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, bye.